If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. As time passes by, more and more links between the Chanda Kochar family and the Videocon group are coming out in the open. They indicate a very close and tight relationship between the Kochar family and the Videocon group. You will recall that it is the Videocon group related controversy wherein the Videocon group invested 64 crores in a company belonging to Chanda Kochar's husband, which brought a spate of her questionable deals in the open. The Indian Express reports that the Income Tax Department is investigating a real estate transaction related to ICICI and Videocon, which occurred sometime in 2010. The Tax Department has been investigating this real estate deal. The facts that are being investigated are that ICICI, which used to own a building called Radhika Apartments in Prabhadevi, which is a very posh area of Mumbai. So the ICICI building called Radhika Apartments was sold by ICICI to a Videocon group company in 2010 for 61 crores. The prevailing price at that point of time, the prevailing price per square foot in that area at that point of time was rupees 25,000 per square foot, while ICICI sold this building to the Videocon group at the rate of 17,000 per square foot. In other words, ICICI sold a building worth 90 crores to the Videocon group for a mere 61 crores. This transaction is under deep investigation by the Income Tax Department, and it needs to be. ICICI is a banker. It is used to appraising, valuing properties. It is used to doing a due diligence of properties. How could it have sold a building worth 90 crores to the Videocon group for 61 crores? That is under investigation. Another point under investigation by the Income Tax Department, which concerns the Kochar family and the Videocon group, is the very apartment in which the Kochars have been residing since the year 2009-2010. The Videocon group, one of its companies, has sold this apartment to the Kochar family sometime in 2009-10 at a price which the Income Tax Department says was below the market price. It was a multi-layered deal. It was a deal which was executed between two sets of layers. But the result was that Videocon charged a price which was below the ruling market price for this particular apartment, which again is in one of the poshest areas of Mumbai and where the Kochar family has been residing since 2009. Again, this was a sweetheart deal between the Kochars and the Videocon group, wherein the Kochars very clearly benefited. You will recall that the prime transaction which remains under investigation by the Income Tax Department is the loan of 3,250 crores given by ICICI to the Videocon group, against which an investment of 64 crores was made by a Videocon group company into a company of Deepak Kochar, who happens to be Chanda Kochar's spouse. This company, New Power Renewables, received an investment of 64 crores from the Videocon group, which was sold off or which was gifted back by the Videocon group to a Kochar family trust for a mere 9 lakh rupees. In other words, the 64 crores was money just gifted by the Videocon group to a Deepak Kochar group company. They are all under investigation. As more and more of such instances come out in the open, it is pretty clear that there have been many transactions between the Kochar family, professionally, officially, personally, and the Videocon group. There could be many more. The preponderance of probability says that there could be many more which are not out in the open. And despite this history of so many transactions between the Kochar family and the Videocon group, Ms. Chanda Kochar, in her 30-page reply to the show cause notice issued to her by SEBI for violation of code of conduct for non-disclosure of conflict of interest in respect of loans given by ICICI Bank to the Videocon group, in her reply, she says that she was not aware of her husband's dealings with the Videocon group. She says that she is not aware of the business dealings between Videocon group and her husband because there were confidentiality clauses which prevented the sharing of information. Who would believe an answer like this? There have been so many transactions between the Kochar family. It starts from Videocon investing 64 crores into Deepak Kochar's company. It includes many transactions, professional transactions of consultancy and loan arrangement and restructuring between Rajiv Kochar, who's Chanda Kochar's brother-in-law, his company called Avista Advisory, and the Videocon group, which are out in the open and which are being investigated. It includes the very house in which they have been residing for the last 10 years. And it also includes transactions related to real estate of ICICI Group, which are under investigation. And despite such a litany of transactions which we are aware of, there are many others we would not be aware of. She says in her reply to SEBI that she is not aware of the transactions between her husband and the Videocon group. And so there was no need for her to disclose conflict of interest. This kind of a reply is completely absurd and preposterous. And if she was really not aware of these transactions, it explains why the Indian banks are in a crisis. If you've got top honchos, the topmost bankers who play with words, who prefer to violate the spirit of the law and try to defend themselves by the letter of the law, banks are bound to suffer and they have suffered. We really do not believe that she was not aware of the business dealings between the Videocon group and her husband. Well, it is up to SEBI to decide. As far as we are concerned, this doesn't even meet the test of common sense. Forget the test of law. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off till we meet again. Namaskar.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.